Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, it's hard to believe, or, well, maybe not, depending on how you look at it, but it looks like most Democrats actually want Kamala Harris to stay on the ticket with Joe Biden, but I think the real question is, will Joe Biden be on the ticket or will he step down prior to this whole thing really getting in gear? Good question. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Wednesday edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, you can also head out to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, just as Richard the Marine did from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, letting us know it was all cool there. 37 degrees and clear skies. Well, the cold maybe wouldn't bother me so much anyway. Where have you heard that before? But the clear skies, of course, I think are really something good to write home about as well. So once again, folks, welcome to the program. We've got a lot to talk about this morning, and welcome to everybody along the GCN network as well. GCN, of course, distributes the program to our great AM and FM affiliates out there, and welcome to everybody listening on our home station, our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. All right. Well, with us, of course, at this hour is Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
You know, we do have a couple of callers holding on the line, so we'll get to the callers here in just a moment. But again, you know, you mentioned that there was an American official already over in Qatar, CIA director, I think you were talking about.
Yes.
And you were sort of lamenting the idea that, you know, he's probably not going to have too aggressive a stance about this whole thing with the not only Qatar, but obviously and I don't think he's meeting with Hamas, but at least the tenor has got to be there, don't you think?
You know, this administration, if you pay attention pretty carefully, they're already kind of backing off on full-blown support. And a lot of Democrats are, too, for Israel. Things are going to be conditions-based and talking about two-state solutions and, getting aid. I mean, the U.S. Military is actually dropping humanitarian aid into Gaza. and if you look at the Rafah crossing, on the Egyptian side, there are thousands of trucks lined up of humanitarian aid for southern part of Gaza. So it's kind of like, give me a break here, you know?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and this whole idea, even Senator John Kennedy, in his way of putting it, he said to Joe Biden from the floor of the Senate, don't go wobbly on Israel. I think he sees that coming up. Well, I'll tell you what, I think we have time to take first phone call here. We've got Joe in Sarasota, I believe. Joe, you're on with Denise Simon. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. There was an incident about a week ago in Dublin, and I had to read about nine articles to finally get to what really happened. It was a stabbing by a school. A woman was stabbed. Some kids were stabbed. And the media basically ignored the fact that it was an Algerian individual who stabbed the people. Here's the bottom line. Whether it's North America, whether it's Europe, whether it's Sweden, Germany, no matter where it is, here's the problem. It's the so-called peaceful, loving religion of Islam, and people better wake up to it. just ask Daniel Pearl that 20 years ago. And this is the fact that the media, and I think the West, is scared to bring up. It's the elephant in the room. They don't want to bring it up, and that is the problem, that they don't want to face reality. I'd like to hear Denise's opinion on that.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, Joe in Sarasota. Yeah, Denise.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care. So what do you think, Denise?
Well, I'm going to shake his hand because that is the elephant in the room. We have not heard Saudi Arabia. We have not heard Jordan. We have not heard Egypt. We have not, I mean, the list goes on and on and on about what militant Islam is doing to Islam. And they're not, those countries, those leaders, these, you know, organizations like AIR, you know, Council for American Immigration, Islamic Relations.
Right.
You know, none of them are condemning I don't want to say marriage, but I'm lazy. I can't think of anything else, any other word to use, between Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. You know, they're not condemning this attack. Anybody's just talking about how to prosecute this conflict. But they're not saying Islam is a religion of peace. And so, you know, shame on Hamas and shame on the PIJ or any of the others. I think I mentioned this last week on the show because, you know, I learned to listen for what's not there. And that's hard to do. I kind of learned that during the O.J. Simpson trial. Learn for the evidence that should be there,
yeah.
Or what is testimony that should be there that isn't. And so where's the condemnation? You know, where's King Abdullah of Jordan? You know, it is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And we have an administration that came out almost immediately and talked about Islamophobia before it even said anything about anti-Semitism.
Oh, that's exactly right. It was heavily weighted to that. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there because we're going to head out here to the first break of the hour. And Rick in Tampa, he's holding on. He's going to have a question for you as soon as we come back from the break. And that's right. Yeah, you've got a phobia. That's what we're all told. You don't have a position. You have a phobia of some sort. Well, folks, stay right there. 949-822-7959. We're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. More with the callers. More everything. Wednesday edition. And we are rocketing our way through it.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Wednesday edition, and we have so much more to talk about, to tell you about, a lot more. And, of course, we're just into hour number three here on the program. And, of course, we're going to be getting right back with Denise Simon, our good friend, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, you definitely want to head over to FoundersCode.com and check out all the great articles and other materials that Denise has over there. And we do have a caller holding on the line. But first, we want to say good morning again to Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, Rick in Tampa has been holding on so patiently. Let's go ahead and bring him on. I'm sure he's got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Rick in Tampa.
Good morning. Patience is why I catch fish. Anyway.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
There's a couple of things. First of all, I'd like to know one thing, Kyle. I'm curious. How many years did you spend as a disc jockey, because you know a lot about music.
Oh, thank you. Well, I do. I was never a disc jockey, but I have. I have worked in music. So yeah, that's music is one of my big passions. Exactly.
Well, you have a good ear.
Well, thank you.
But otherwise, there's a couple of things, Denise. You said you wanted to see what Biden, you hadn't heard what Biden would think or was going to do. We'll have to wait until Biden sees at least one or two polls before he'll have any idea. But what I would suggest the Israelis do as far as the response to this bombing is, and you know me, I'm all for kicking butt, but they need to hold back and let the evidence play out and, let the world realize that these people did this. Because they'll be on. You can't trust anything. This is all a charade anyway. There's only one good end to this, and that's their demise. And, you know, Hamas's demise. And it has to be done. I think that Netanyahu will hold fast. I think Israel will hold fast and finish this job, regardless of what Biden thinks. I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think that they should just hold off and not respond right away. They're going to go ahead and get it over with. Right now, they need to get as many hostages back. They're rearmed. They're refueled. They've accomplished their goal. So go ahead, give us the rest of the prisoners until it stops. When it stops, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
That's my view.
Very cool. Denise, what do you think?
You know, we tend to think that the Israeli Defense Force, Israel's intelligence apparatus, or even ours, doesn't have this information. They do. I listened for a few moments yesterday to a Defense Department briefing about the Houthi missiles that were headed towards the USS Mason, I think it was. And then another question was about the launch that North Korea, remember I said a couple days ago we need to be paying attention to
right.
North Korea. Well, they did a launch. And so we have this general that does these Defense Department briefings, and he was so slippery in his answers. You might want to, you know, the answer was, well, we know that it left Earth's gravity and it reached orbit. And that was all he would say. He said, you know, maybe Japan's got more information, or we'll have to wait and see what we find out. You know, give me a break. We know exactly what is happening. We've got all kinds of technologies and satellites and, you know, fascinating things that are floating around in space. Much less, we've got government contractors that've got amazing technology. So, you know, we're just getting gaslighted all over the place. So Israel knows precisely, I think, what it needs to do, but they're being essentially politically extorted. And that's simply because of the polls. Well, yeah, you know, where was Biden over the Thanksgiving weekend? Well, he's on vacation and he's walking, you know, shopping and eating ice cream. But what are people saying to him? You got people following him or screaming, you know, free Palestine, free Palestine. And you've got, you know, these groups that are, you know, protesting outside the White House or picking up the phone and calling, you know, his chief of staff.
Right.
And so forth. So, I mean, you know, give me a break. They know much more than they're ever letting on, including Admiral Kirby. If you listen to him, you want to kick him in the shins for his answers.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what.
Yeah, but they're all like that. They can't give us a straight answer in the U.S.
No.
But the thing is we know that. So we got to deal with that. It's like we've already, you know, these people are incapable of not lying to us. They think that we're too ignorant to realize the nuance.
Right, exactly.
And that's just not true. But the point is, though, is that I think that we've got hope. We've got enough strength with holding on to the slim margin in the House. And 40, what do we got, 49 senators? You know, there should be enough power to keep funds to Israel, even if Biden doesn't want to. And, you know, I don't know. This is such an important issue. I can't believe everybody in this country isn't up in arms saying, get it over with. We should have already been in there helping them. We should,
Israel doesn't want us in there, and they've never wanted us in these conflicts, but they do need from us the help with the Iron Dome and David Sling. They do need that help. But I will tell you that Israel's not stupid. They have got enough weaponry, enough technology and forces to take on Hezbollah. So what Israel is doing right now is I think they're doing things very cautiously when it comes to Gaza, not because of Hamas, but because of the Palestinians. The Palestinians is the biggest problem. And I would argue that, you know, people need to go figure out the Palestinians are a concocted group of people.
Exactly.
Well, excuse me.
Go ahead.
The one point about the Palestinians is, in my view, there's not as many innocents as you would like to believe. There is
precisely
a reason that Jordan, there, that no other country wants, no other Islamic country wants to take those people in. Those people are trouble.
Yes.
And they know it. So they're very, I mean, I'm sure there are a few, but they're a hell of a lot fewer than they're supposed to be.
No argument from me.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, Rick.
You know, but this is such a huge problem on so many layers. We're losing. Israel's got to know we got their back. Whatever help they need, we'll give them. They don't have that faith. And not only they, the rest of our allies in the world, or people who potentially could become our allies, like, for an example, India is one great point. These people, why would they want to hook up with us? Why can anybody trust us?
Well, because it's going to be where the political winds go, and there has to be some real leadership.
Well, why aren't we being led by people who know what the hell that is? That seems such a simple thing.
Because elections,
even these idiots that...
Yeah, it's because election has...
I get a little bit passionate about
that. No, that's okay. It's because elections have consequences. They really, really do. And that's why when people take a look at what the choices are coming up and how foreign policy is going to be implemented in the next administration, that's so very important. But, Rick, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, you know, thanks, Rick. And you know, I would also say this. You know, the reason Trump put the Houthis...
On the terror watch list. Exactly.
The very last week of his administration. The very first week of the Biden administration, they took him off.
Exactly.
And why did they take him off? Because of pressure from the United Nations. Give me a break.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rick.
The organization is the League of Nations.
I'm sorry, Rick. We're coming right out to the break. Sorry. But we'll talk to you again next time. But we appreciate the call very much.
All right.
Take care. Rick in Tampa, everybody. Line two, please hold on, because we're going to come right back to you as soon as we come back from the break. And we got to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And that's a spirited discussion, but it's a good one, and it needs to be had, don't you think? People need to hear this stuff. No doubt about it. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Missile fired from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen towards a Navy warship, the USS Mason, were not intended for the vessel. That's according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
The vessels were not the intended targets. That said, I can't speak for what the intended target was.
The U.S. is committed to protecting its forces and will take necessary measures. The incident follows numerous attacks on U.S. entities in the region amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. For the first time in 3 months, Americans are expressing increased optimism about the economy. The Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board experienced a 3-point rise in November. However, a lower number of consumers are planning to make significant purchases, such as homes and automobiles, in the next 6 months, largely due to high interest rates. Dave Collins, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we're going along pretty well this morning, I think. We've got a lot going on and some great calls already. And we've got another caller hanging on the line here to talk with Denise Simon here in just a moment. But first, of course, we want to bring back in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned about that that press conference. I saw a little bit of that, and it was, I think, Jennifer Griffin asking the Pentagon spokesperson about, you know, well, who were they firing these missiles at? You know, if not the U.S. Navy ships, it's kind of like, well, we don't know where they were going. That doesn't. I don't buy that. You know, yeah. Who else would they be firing at?
Well, Jennifer, you know, she has an office there. She's been there a long time. She knows the score. And, you know, I think she should have, you know, followed up in a hard way. I'm a little disappointed in some of her recent work. But whatever. Nobody asked me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head over to line number 2. Caller patiently waiting there. Caller, you're on the air. And what is your name and where are you calling from this morning?
Good morning, Kyle and Denise. Anthony from Tampa. Kyle, you played a soundbite of a question being posed in regards to having Stevie Wonder, the deep thinker, the ideologue, meeting with the segregationists that's sitting in office right now.
Right.
This is an artist who, on an independence presentation at the state capitol, celebrating the nation's independence, closed out the performance by praising Allah, which in fact, Muslims contributed zero to the founding of this nation, first of all. And second of all, no musician, whether it be John Lennon with his wacky partner back then, even Bush acknowledging Ozzy Osbourne of all people and lending credibility to that clown, or even Bono, who was set straight by the IRA when he tried to meddle in the affairs of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
By no means, who are these characters to push their ideology? Let them sing their songs and leave it at that. And as far as the issue with the hostages, Denise, you know, the media here, and this is to all the listeners who are still plugged in to some of these mainstream medias, and that includes the Fox News affiliates, especially here in Tampa, bypassing the interviews of these hostages who have been released and the reports of the atrocious treatments by the Hamas captors, and yet Israel has treated those prisoners with decency. What a contrast. I don't think the media is going to be giving much coverage to these victims who've been released by the Hamas terrorists. That's disgraceful. Could you speak on that, please? Thank you.
Of course. Thanks, Anthony. Great call. So what do you think, Denise?
The most uneducated part of the voting block here in the United States, I would say, is Hollywood. I don't know how else to put that one. You know, and I mean, look at Susan Sarandon. You know, there's a beginning. You know, we're hearing people like, you know, Bernie Sanders saying, oh, well, you know, Israel needs to follow international law and the laws of war and this and that. Well,
what about
they leave out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's Interpol? Where's the International Criminal Court? You know, where's the war tribunals? I mean, let's get these things started. I mean, you know, under Attorney General Merrick Garland, and I say that loosely, Attorney General, but anyway, he has a team that he has mobilized over a year ago now that are in The Hague. And what they're doing is, air quote, investigating the war crimes of Vladimir Putin. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's enough evidence just in the first 2 or 3 months. And, you know, we're talking about the kidnapping and the hostages and the children and so forth of what Gaza, I mean, what happened with Hamas and what they had done. Okay, but nobody is talking about the kidnapping of Ukrainian children. And that I read last week, and I'll be hard-pressed to tell you their names because I probably couldn't pronounce them anyway, but a Russian couple adopted one of the kidnapped children, Ukrainian children, as their own. So, I mean, what are we doing here? We hear things like American values. What are American values anymore? I mean, the things are so twisted.
No kidding.
I don't know how to describe things anymore.
Yeah, go ahead, Anthony.
And lastly, if I can interject,
sure.
Just a soundbite from the released Palestinian prisoners. the viciousness, the hatred that they are still spewing is amazing. I'm amazed that the media here isn't covering that, which shows a lot of how they're aligned with the Free Palestinian crowd. That's disgraceful. Thank
it
you
is
so much.
Disgraceful.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. Yeah, thanks for the call. Take care.
You know, people don't even know what Palestine is. I saw an interview where they went to somebody who was doing these protests, a free Palestine from the river to the sea, and the question then became, what river?
Right.
She had
What's
no clue
river?
What river.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
She had no clue. None. Zero.
Yeah, and the correct answer is the Jordan River. But, yeah, for some reason, but they just hear it as a slogan. And it becomes something. It's like, okay, we're all good. Let's all get out of class and let's run out on the street and let's start protesting. But we don't have an actual sort of perspective
paying?
On this.
You know, they're getting paid. They're getting paid a stipend, you know, or you're getting a free ticket or, you know, whatever. Okay. Well, who's doing it? Is it the United Nations? Is it CARE? Is it, you know, some kind of Palestinian organization? You know, where's, you know, these people are getting paid.
Well, but what is it, do you think, Denise? There's this sort of spooky, even sort of mentality. Why is it suddenly that, you know, if we could just get rid of Israel, all of our problems would just be solved? I mean, it's all okay. You know, when there are so many different alternatives that would be in concert with the United Nations having carved out modern-day Israel back in 1948. It's almost, I mean, what's next? Is the United Nations going to suddenly say, we're going to reverse ourselves on this and then make it a big stink in that regard?
I mentioned, I think last week, one of the divisions of the United Nations is UNIFIL. And UNIFIL was, it's a security peacekeeping unit dispatched to Lebanon. Okay, well, how's that going? If they were doing the job, we wouldn't have Hezbollah in Lebanon, right?
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly right. Well, and it's just a, again, it's mind-boggling that somehow, and this is, you know, because this is exactly what Hamas, quote, officials have even said. Well, Israel is the reason for our pain, our suffering, all this stuff, and this is how they're trying to justify this. But Israel's not the source of their pain and suffering. I mean, they gave Gaza to the Palestinians. The Palestinians then said, hey, you can govern us now, Hamas. We elect you.
Yeah, and so they're living in some kind of misery. Well, you know, then what are you doing about it? Did you move? Did you get out of Gaza?
Did you
become a whistleblower? Did you go to the Israeli, intelligence and saying, let me tell you what's going on under the hospital with these tunnels? I mean, where, you know...
No kidding. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry we didn't have enough time for another call, but if you want to call back again, we sure appreciate it. We're just bumping up to the break. So everybody stay right there. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Wednesday edition of the program. A lot of energy on tonight's, or this morning's, depending on your perspectives, show this morning. We've had a lot of great calls, and of course, we're going to be joined now by our good friend Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's the website if you'd like to find out more about Chris. And you can also hear him right here on our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. on Sundays. Again, right here on AM 860. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, you know, as I was just saying, we've had a pretty good, energetic, high-spirited program this morning. I'm glad that you're here because I saw something earlier today, and it was in the Telegraph, and it talks about investment in China that is really leaving. There was a report issued by the Peterson Institute for International Economics, and they're saying that upwards of $100 billion in foreign investment has already left China in the first three quarters of this year because businesses are getting a little skittish, I guess, about being in China. Are you hearing the same thing, or what do you think businesses should be doing in terms of their investment right now in China?
Well, a lot of businesses have been pulling back. This is nothing new. I mean, this is kind of an old story. you feel like you're not, you know, there's risk factors involved, political risk factors involved, that it's not going to be worth, you know, taking on the risk. The risk reward model was thrown off, whether it, you know, be by China's, you know, regulations, which can change from time to time. It's like a moving minefield, for crying out loud, to, you know, just their overall demographic prospects have changed to some degree. That risk is not worth taking on when you have a population where the demographics are not heading in the right direction. People are not having kids. It's not, you know, they talk about this big growing country anymore. No, it's going backwards. It's not going forwards. India is a much, much more dynamic model. A lot of younger people, and it's a growing, type of an economy rather than China. So they've got their issues they're dealing with right now.
Well, and that really helps to put into perspective, right? When, President Xi came to America and met with Joe Biden, obviously he's got to be worried about, you know, America's not going to decouple from China per se, but there's a lot of de-risking. And is this why this capital is and this investment is leaving China, and not just from America, but from other countries as well?
Oh, yeah, it's all over the world. It's not just the United States, Europe, and many other places. Not that, but they've been trying to you know, bring in new investment into the country, and they haven't even been able to do that, which is fascinating, because then you've got countries in the Middle East that'll throw money at anything, basically, you know, because they have so much of it. It's like it's coming out of a faucet, and they're not even delving in to China at this point in time. They definitely screwed up. Again, this is as plain as day as far as I'm concerned. You were heading in one direction, and then you went, you know, reversed to this centrally planned model that is just, it's backfiring. And again, Xi Jinping, this, premier for life, I don't know if that's going to actually last. I really don't. Especially when, you know, you get the younger people out there, they don't want to have kids. They're very, very upset in regards to their property sector. They went all in on that, which was just ridiculous. They overbuilt. Many of these buildings, they're not going to even be completed. People put all their entire wealth into these pieces of property, and they're not going up, they're going down.
Well, indeed. I'm so glad you mentioned about President Xi, because over the last several years, there was sort of this, for lack of a better term, event when the Chinese government was saying, look, we're going to incorporate a lot more of Xi's thought. We're going to incorporate it into our very fabric here, because, yes, he was basically going to be there, for lack of a better term, life. But it's interesting how things can really change. One of the other things I appreciate when you talk about, Chris, is this idea about Taiwan. Hopefully, whatever economic problems China's experiencing, that actually reduces their possibility that they'll make some big move on Taiwan, unless it was just for local consumption to force somebody like Xi to say, look, I'm strong, I'm powerful, but hopefully it would stave it off.
Yeah, China's, I think, is their move on Taiwan, I think, is going to be more or less trying to get Taiwan to just, you know, tap out and assimilate and jump on board. That's usually how China operates throughout history. It's kind of like the Borg from Star Trek. They're trying to assimilate people. They're not a big country when it comes to invasion and trying to expand their empire in that way. They've never operated like that. That's more of a Russian model than the Chinese model. So taking Taiwan by force at this point in time would just, it would absolutely exacerbate all the problems that they have. I mean, they would, you know, they're going to just team up with Russia on this. Russia's, you know, right now, you know, obviously they've got their, you know, their natural resource, oil and gas, and obviously they've picked up in regards to their military expenditures. But, China being cut off from the rest of the world and, you know, the trade issues that would be involved, it would be a disaster for them.
Well, indeed. I appreciate the Star Trek reference. That's right. Yeah, resistance is futile, and the Borg just kind of just wear you down, and you finally just get assimilated. But that's definitely, I think, a very interesting perspective, because otherwise – you know, we look at things happening in the world and it's like, well, what's the next shoe to drop here militarily? And China is building up militarily. There are these issues in the South China Sea, for example, but maybe there's a lot more protesting than actual problems that could develop from that, hopefully.
Yeah, again, they're in a very, very difficult position in regards to their economy. Yes, they've made investments around the globe, and many smart ones as well. But you don't see people jumping into the China camp and wanting to do things their way. They have their very own, you know, distinct culture, very ancient distinct culture, and they have a way of doing things. And you know, it's fascinating, you know, because I've been studying this and reading a lot about, you know, the various different civil wars and revolutions in China and things that have happened over the years, and you know, going all the way back to, you know, their you know, Confucian way of thinking for thousands of years that, you know, Mao Zedong tried to suppress, and now, you know, they're trying to bring it back. It's interesting to watch what's going on.
Oh, indeed it is. Well, what do you think about people that went out, of course, after Thanksgiving? We're hearing, you know, record numbers, you know, heading out or at least making purchases, basically. They may not have gone to brick and mortar, but, of course, we had Cyber Monday and so forth. How do you think all this is stacking up with where our economy is and where it might be going as we head into the next year? I mean, something's got to give, to my estimation.
Again, you know, there was a lot being sold, but it wasn't a major, you know, tick to the upside in regards to growth in retail spending. It's, you know, obviously taking place over days, and a lot of it was done, quite frankly, you know, online. You know, the foot traffic is not down there. The old days, and again, I never understood this. I was just like, how ridiculous is that? People sleeping outside of Best Buy's waiting to get a, you know, deal on a TV. And I'm like, wouldn't your time be better spent, I don't know, you know, going out and working and getting a job and making more money? But, you know, those days are gone. You know, price comparisons and whatnot, markdowns and people looking for deals, that's for sure. And they do a lot of that stuff online now.
Well, that's exactly right, and it just seems like, you know, number one, there's a lot less hassle involved, and number two, it comes right to your door, and, you know, you don't have to park, you don't have to do all these kinds of things, so I'm not surprised by that, but people they've got to be dipping into their credit cards, or, you know, or racking them up, or dipping into savings. How are they paying for all this?
Again, you know, yeah, people are most certainly dipping into to credit cards. We've got, you know, the amount of credit card debt has, you know, hit some record numbers, not to mention the delinquencies have gone up as well. So, you know, that's a bit of an issue. So, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, people can sometimes overextend themselves, but also sometimes, you know, people, you know, are able to get second jobs now. You know, the other side part of this economy is still, if you want to go out and you want to find work, you're able to find work.
Well, indeed. Indeed. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. Thanks again, Chris. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. Caller, if you'd like to hang on, we'll talk to you on the other side of the top of the hour news. We're coming up to the top of the hour break. And we're coming right back, folks. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.